Fifi, Feb, and Nick. Get that fun feeling every morning with Fifi, Feb, and Nick. And get that winning feeling with Ecosa. With a chance to win a queen bedroom makeover worth $4,000. Just head to ecosa.com.au to find out more. 101.9.
This is the Fox. We have to get to the bottom of something, boys, because a little joke has kicked off in this studio. A nickname is being coined for you, Nick Cody, and I don't get it.
Big dog, legend, champion.
Ecosa.
Yesterday, Fev referred to you as a mattress.
No offence, Ecosa. I'm not bringing my Ecosa pillow on a flight to Sydney.
Nick always takes his mattress everywhere, so he might as well put the pillow on it.
Oh. Alluding to the fact I have a monstrous pill.
Yeah, Matthew.
A big old head.
Is that what I didn't get it?
Mattress head.
Oh, I didn't get it. Is it?
The big head.
It's a big head. Wow. We could sleep on that.
Show me the bit that's big.
The head, skull bit.
I look at you, Nick, and I don't think you've got a particularly big head.
Wow.
And we're going to get to the bottom of this because I can't, like, Fev, you're convinced he's got a big head. Yeah. Well, you've got a big head.
100%.
But Nick's head looks very in proportion. So
as long as his head.
I have in front of me the average adult head sizes in Australia, and I would like to measure your head, Nick, and I'm going to compare it to Fev's, and we've thrown Leon in the mix, our executive producer.
Leon's a shoe.
Here's how big it is. When I played gridiron, the Western Crusaders at Footscray, the helmet was white, and the nickname for my helmet was the bathtub.
Go get him his bathtub. Is that not the best nickname you've ever heard?
We're having an ice bath in Cody's helmet afterwards.
Maybe it's just hidden by the beard and the hair. I don't know, but can we, Darcy, our producer's in the studio with this tape measure, and I reckon, Darcy, go around the brow bone, top of the ears. I think that looks like the biggest part.
Is there enough?
Of the head. it looks like a very standard shaped head, and I'm looking forward to this. You're going to give it to me in centimetres, please, Darcy, because that will help
25.
Me. How many centimetres?
61.
Oh. 61 for a man. Okay. You are in the extra large category. I'm surprised by that, but it's just it looks very in proportion. Fev is having his scone measured. That's quite tight there, Darcy. Yeah, that's how's now this is according to average stats in Australia, what have you got, Fev?
Just 60.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Wow. Your head is bigger than Fev's.
It's massive.
Yeah. I don't
care. By a monstrous centimetre.
Leon's will be 80.
You're just laughing.
Leon's will be 80.
Hold on. So that one pushes me into the XL.
You're XL.
I can't believe Fev's telling me this, Nick. Your head's big.
70?
I know. It has been forever.
He's 60.5.
You're Whoa. Less than Nick. Nick!
I'm not the biggest monster.
So out of those three huge humans, mine's the smallest.
Marcel. Stand back.
Now, Darcy's doing
Josiah. Get the Hubble telescope out.
Now, Josiah has some wonderful
hair. He's a pinhead. It's a little marble.
Mate, I've got a beautiful head.
Somebody's put a curse on Josiah.
It's a table tennis ball.
What am I?
Josiah uses yarmulkes as trucker hats. He's got a tiny melon.
56.
56.
What? You're actually small for
that. My son's head is bigger than that.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, where are we going as a world and as a society when we react so quickly to people who complain? Because this is a real thing now. You know, people are being, we know, cancel cultures up and about. If a few people complain about something, you have to change the name of your company, change the content of your show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if we even think back to a couple of weeks ago when the UK, obviously after the airing of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's interview with Oprah, there were 57,000 complaints about Piers Morgan, who was the host of not the BBC breakfast show, the other one on ITV. So 57,000 people complained that his response to the interview, which was to not necessarily believe a lot of the claims.
It's the highest rating show ever, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. It was the highest that show had ever rated. Mm. And he had his opinion was he didn't believe it. And he was told the next day by his bosses, if you don't apologise to Megan, and we found out Megan herself complained. Yeah. She was one of the people that contacted them. Yeah. They said, if you don't apologise, you're going to be fired. So he said, well, I believe what I said, and I thought there was freedom of speech, so I'm going to fall on my sword and I'll leave.
Mm.
So that was 57,000 complaints. One of my favourite things that happened over the weekend, the BBC, when Prince Philip passed away, they cancelled all programming and they just ran a tribute to him for most of the day.
Yeah.
There were 110,000 complaints.
Double.
Wait for this. Because they'd interrupted a broadcast of Bargain Hunter. So the fans of a show called The Bargain Hunt, they were so incensed that they cut the show short and they didn't get to watch their bargain hunting.
Why are they complaining though? Like Prince Philip's not good. He's dead. Yeah. He's not going to be able to...
Well, no, they're complaining to the BBC.
Yeah, I know, but what for?
Because they were upset. It would be like you watching Deal or No Deal or The Chase in the afternoon and just cracking it because they interrupted it for live coverage.
It used to always
coverage.
Happen on... last year, there'd be on a Sunday, I love the Sunday footy show. Great show. From 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Great show. Old Dan Andrews would come on to his press conference. You miss half of it.
Well, yeah, I know, and you'd suck it up.
And not, you'd suck
and
it
not,
up. Yeah.
Not during the Sunday footy show. We should say that. He didn't come out and just do the handball comp and go, bad news, guys, 710 new cases. Seven.
10. Bullseye.
But this is the thing. See, complaining almost needs to go into categories because there's people who complain about something that may be significantly offensive and actually deserves and warrants the complaint. Oh. Then there's complaining because you didn't get enough Antiques Roadshow. Mm-hmm. So, but you've got to carry, the complaint carries the weight.
But surely, Prince Philip, that's perfect for bargain hunters. They're looking for old stuff that's worth a lot of money.
Yeah, true.
That's in their wheelhouse.
I'm not much.
We've got a 99-year-old.
I'm not much of a complainer, guys. But I complained yesterday. I had a whinge to our boss.
Oh, you did too. I did. Actually, you had a good old whinge.
I haven't called our boss.
Yeah.
Wish I didn't. That didn't go well. Yeah, because everyone's on holidays and we're not. So I whinged. I complained.
Yeah.
And it didn't play out well.
Oh God,
for you.
No! Got shot down. Bang. I'm here, happy.
Well, you certainly are. You're here again today. But, Fev, have you ever, out of interest, have you ever sent a letter to the editor? Have you ever sent a letter of complaint to a TV network?
Most of it's true.
Nick, are you a complainer? Have you sent something back to a shop with a letter of complaint?
No, I just won't go again if I don't like a place or, like, I won't leave a negative review or... Why?
Have
you? You're just not going.
Here we go. That was a loaded question.
No, you know what? I haven't done it very often, and I don't think I've done it since I'm talking years ago. I would have been about 24 at the time, when you're working, and I was working hard in radio behind the scenes doing mid dawns. I wasn't making much money. I think I was on $150 a week.
And the mid dawns,
people shopping. You're doing people shopping.
Yeah, I was.
That's like the midnight to 6 a.m. shift.
Yeah,
that's a hard. Yeah,
Tom and Ollie sort of graveyard.
So when people in their early 20s will know this. When you go out for dinner and you go to a fancy restaurant and you pay good money, you expect the best. And I remember I went there and I went to a restaurant and they didn't bring a meal and I saw other people come in were being given their meals before us. And my boyfriend and I at the time, we were going to a movie and we'd said to them, we're actually going to a movie after this. The guy was so rude, so dismissive. We didn't really care about us. And I did. I wrote a letter. And I wrote to the owner of the restaurant. And I said, that was a real shame. That was my well-earned money. And I came in and we were ignored and we were, never got our food. And it was rude.
Now that
you... How did it go?
Got a free meal.
Yes.
Oh,
this is where I'm going to go. Now, I say I'm not much of a complainer.
But
since I've reached 40, I think something's happening. Menopause has kicked in. I stayed at an establishment not long ago.
Ooh.
And you know how they send you an email saying feedback?
Oh, yes.
You just delete it?
Yeah.
I wrote feedback. I wrote an email.
You did it.
Scathing. And then they wrote back and gave us like a big suite and compliments. I'm like, should do this more often.
No, that's not the reason. Vanessa in Beaconsfield. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Fifi. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Vanessa, do you love a complaint? Do you love firing off an email?
I do love firing off an email. Last month, I had a car accident where my car was totaled. A guy came through a giveaway sign, so I contacted council and wrote this big complaint and got it changed from a giveaway to a stop sign.
Power play. Oh. That's great, Vanessa. And very, you're looking after the community there. Thank you for your service.
Ness, hope you're all right.
What did the bloke that ran into you get? Like, if you went to the council, did he get in trouble?
No, he didn't get in trouble. My husband told me off for not calling the police, but I thought I'd do the right thing
and
exchange details and,
Yeah, well, no, well done, Vanessa. That is good change.
Wow.
Joe from Ringwood. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Fifi, Fev, and Nick. How are you?
Good, thank you. Just a little pause.
Nick.
Do you love to complain?
Without complaining, you never get things to change. So, yeah, I complain all the time.
Oh, what are some of your best, Joe?
I wrote to Huggies Nappies when they changed them many years ago. Yeah. And, yeah, I got a free box of nappies on the doorstep.
Well,
lovely. What was the change out of interest? Because I use Huggies.
Oh, this was like a long time ago. So I think they took off the wings or something, a little side
wings. Yeah, they did the pull-ups maybe. You're talking about the pull-ups?
It wasn't pull-ups. It was well before then. It was nappies. Mm. And, they started leaking everywhere. So
yeah,
I wasn't
right.
happy. And,
Well, and they changed them back, Jo. So nice
they
work.
They did, yeah.
How do you go boxy with the pull-ups?
Don't.
Because if they do a poo-poo,
it's so funny. Charlie the other day was getting around like a skater near our joint. He'd just done too much wheeze. He had pull-ups on and they sort of pulled his pants down. He was just walking, showing a bit of butt crack. You go, all right. When he starts getting pulled closer to the earth, you go, all right, better change this.
I've done the snip with the scissors, so I accidentally pull-ups.
I had the snip.
Yeah, I had the snip.
Pull-ups don't work. Got a vasectomy.
You cut the sides and then take it off.
Yeah, I don't.
No,
it's
too hard.
I pull the tabs.
Yeah, the tabs are the best.
I'm very happy with the normal standard nappy.
Good chat.
Megan in Ringwood. Hi, Megan.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good. Megan, have you complained about something and been successful?
I wouldn't say successful, but I have complained. I had a situation, it was a long time ago, where I was making a salad for dinner, went to Safeway, got all the ingredients, came home, was making the salad straight away. And I was sort of picking at it as I was making it. And I realised when I was wrapping the cheese up, these little white wiggly things in there. And I took it back to the supermarket. They quarantined all the cheese on the shelf and they said that it had been in the cheese. So it wasn't them. It had come from the factory. I rang the brand of cheese.
Is that how Swiss cheese
is made? I rang up. I complained. It took me about 6 months of just ringing and chasing this company, and I ended up getting a $10 voucher for eating maggots.
Worth it in the end.
I was so angry, I never cashed the check.
How did they taste? Were they a bit
sorry? Oh, how did they taste?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't really notice until it was too late.
Yeah.
Oh,
$10.
$10. Worth it.
101.9 The Fox.
There was drama in the car park this morning, Nick. You wouldn't know this because you were riding your bike to work and we were parking our cars, Fev, but there was...
there was a car down there and it's a nice Merc sedan, really, really black tinted windows. So, and the boot was open and Josiah came in and his little matchbox car was like a little Mr. Bean car. I thought Mr. Bean's at work.
I mean, it's a Golf, but okay.
Yeah.
It's a nice car. You look great in it.
Thank you.
It's cute.
Mate, if you get me a freebie, I'll upgrade.
It was cute. He drove in and I go, mate, there's a car with the boot open. Like, I thought, this is my first thought. Mafia, someone's driven it in. There's cash in the back.
Yeah.
And I went up, I waited for Josiah to get his car. I go, man, there could be cash in here. So we walked up to the back of the boot and we looked in and there was a golf bag, big, beautiful golf clubs. Mm. I think they were Callaway, beautiful. And then there was an old man's bag, like a really brown sort of bag that you'd take, like the 1960s, sort of 70s sort of bag.
Full of cash?
That's what I said. No, seriously, I got to try. Cash. And he goes.
Let's rob the mafia.
These are the words he said. He goes, mates, like, if there is, we take it. Like, no, we tell no one. Anyway, so I unzipped it. In there was a pair of old man boot shoes, like, you know, the boats.
Oh, boat shoes,
shoes.
What was in the shoes? Cash?
Torture bag. It just smelt
shoes
like
shoes with
an
the
old...
toiletries? That's wrong.
Yeah, no. It was, and it, like a change of clothes.
Yeah.
And it was a bit weird. You said there might have been a body.
Yeah, it looked like either cash or a dead body buried. One of the two. It was full on.
Did you cut open the body? Was there cash?
No, there was no cash. So anyway, we left it. And Josiah said, maybe you should shut it. And I'm like, no, I want Fifi to see it. Because then she'll bring it up. And then she, you drove in and dismissed it.
Also distracted because there were no other cars in the car park. Why is no one else at
but
work?
But that's why I thought we'd leave it open because it was you could see that because there's no other cars. There's one car. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we came in and then I spoke to our beautiful producer, Casey. And Casey said, oh, Tony Jones is in. What's his name? Is that his name?
Steve Price
is in because he does a breakfast podcast as well on the same time as we across all our network on Listener, which is amazing. So he was in and she said he lives in Sorrento. And I'm like, oh, my God, because then she said, oh, Fev lives in Blair Gowrie. So I said, I'll go down and tell him his boot's open.
Yeah.
And then I'll say, how about we carpool?
Yeah.
Because I'm in Blair Gowrie. He's in Sorrento. He's coming to work.
Yeah,
do it together. Fev and Pricey.
So you went down to see Pricey.
So I went down and said, g'day, mate. He goes, g'day, Fev. I said, mate, have you got a Mercedes downstairs? And he said, yeah. I said, your boot's open. He goes, whoa. Got me golf clubs in there. I said, yeah, I know. Had a look. And I go, oh, maybe we should carpool. He goes, I heard you're in Blair Gowrie. And I go, you're in Sorrento? And he goes, nah, I'm just in here today. I've got a studio in my house in Sorrento. I go, you've done well. And they knocked that on the head, didn't it?
But he doesn't have to come into work
either. No! Unbelievable! Somebody get this joint!
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Dancing with the Stars, All Stars continues. Mm. I may have been eliminated. I left on Sunday night. But the show kept going.
Yeah.
I am surprised by that. But a lot of talented dancers have been involved.
Erin McNaught went out yesterday.
She did, the lovely Erin.
Would have been good if they put her episode first because it was two different groups, right?
Yeah,
and she's first out as well.
She got to last five in SAS Australia.
Nick, wait for it. She was in my Dancing with the Stars, Erin McNaught, back in 2012 and she was first out. Just give up.
Nigel, I loved Erin, and she's a really good person.
Does that mean SAS selection easier than dancing?
100%. 100%.
But, boys, I figured out where I went wrong. I mean, there was the fact that my dancing may not have been up to scratch. And I may, though, have done something, or there was something playing against me. I realised what it was. I kept my clothes on. I actually didn't take my clothes off because there is something going on with the judges. Mm. I want you to listen to the behaviour of the judges. And I think, I mean, look, 10 years has passed since these judges. There's Helen Ritchie, there's Todd McKenney, there's Mark Wilson, there's Paul Mercurio. Mm. But I think they're all, a little toey.
He told me you have this tattoo under here, which is like the claw marks.
Correct, yes, the Wolverine.
Can I see? Because I think he's stitching me up. I want to see it.
Stay next week.
If I stay in the competition, yep.
How are the abs? Have you still got the abs? Not that we want you to pull the abs out now. Or do we, Helen? No.
Are you going to take your shirt off? Only because that'll determine the score, because if you are, I'll give you a high score to try and keep you in.
Since you are so politely. I mean, let's bring you something to the table, for sure. But...
All right, you're in.
Yeah. Here's how you win, all right? Let me make it simple for you, Jane.
Okay.
Tom Williams took his shirt off, right?
Oh, okay.
Fans went crazy. He got a perfect score. You were in manpower. Do I have to connect all of the dots for you?
Okay, let me just think that through.
Okay, think about that while we get the score.
Thanks.
It's really so lovely to see you again, Tom.
Thank you, Helen.
And I love leather.
You have featured his feet just in that outfit, but that's just something that people don't think of. And do you want a pash?
What? Oh, interesting, isn't it? Todd McKenney. I could still be in it.
Imagine if we were the judge and I was saying that to a female. It would be a bit weird, wouldn't it?
That's why we're not the judges.
Would have been done. Cancelled.
Some people get cancelled over a lot less. You're right, Fev.
100% Boxy. Now, I was looking at the numbers yesterday with your episode yesterday. I was just going through because I thought you're the only person from Melbourne. You are Melbourne. You're
Beck Hewitt, me and Beck.
Beck, they live in Sydney now. They moved.
Oh.
Yeah, she lives in Sydney. That? Yeah, she's in Sydney. Anyway, and they're from Adelaide originally.
You're right.
They're not really
the
Melbourne.
Hewitts.
You're born and bred. You are here.
Park.
Wonga Park, very own.
Under 14 tennis champion.
Jumping Creek Road. Now, 279,000 Melbourne viewers watch Dance with the Stars. Most in the country. Most of the people from Sydney, only 120K.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they got rid of Melbourne's own. Beck Hewitt's going to win. Show's over. Who cares? Don't watch it.
What? You're guessing Beck Hewitt's going to win?
No, I know.
I mean, it's
She's
a pre-recorded
won.
Show, but you're guessing that.
I watched her interview. She had an interview on Friday and she goes, oh, they're all sitting on the couch with Luke Jacobs, old Tom Williams had his top off, and Lincoln Lewis. And this is the first words that come out of Beck Hewitt. Love her. Love Leighton. Love her. Think she's great. She said, when I won the mirror ball the first time, it was a lot harder than the second time. And they went, what?
You reckon Ouch. She's got it?
100%. Odds on. That's $1.20.
I will not be drawn to comment.
$1.20, all over, pre-recorded, 2-week special, over in one night, Boxy's out.
101.9 The Fox.
Someone's put their hand up to be the next president, and that is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh.
He, it's
Raised
been rumoured that he's got plans for the White House, but he has... Hang on, I don't get it. Raised a few eyebrows.
He does a eyebrow raise.
What, The Rock?
Oh, he's cooking. That's right.
He raises his eyebrows.
See, I know him from his acting. I don't know any of that
wrestling
stuff.
And he used he used to do this. He used to go like this, and he'd go, and the crowd would go, "You smell what The Rock is cooking."
See, it sounds, Nick, like I don't know this man, but I actually was in a trailer with him in Hawaii.
Sorry, what?
So on one of his film sets, I went to interview him. So I turned up at the film set.
I thought you just both hit hard times. And you're at a buddy caravan park.
And he
got lucky.
I got in. I got in the trailer with him, and Zac Efron was there too. Hung out with him.
Is he a big man, Boxy? Like I'm fascinated. No, as in he's massive, but is he was tall. Human? Yeah,
he was tall. He was big.
Yeah.
He was great.
Yeah, he's massive, isn't he?
He's a great, lovely man and a really lovely man. Yeah. So I would look forward to him being the president, if that does in fact happen. And you know what's funny? Like 10 years ago, I would have read a story like that and gone, never going to happen.
Jumanji.
But that's how I felt about Trump. I remember thinking, never going to happen. Oh, gosh, that happened.
Schwarzenegger became the governor of California.
A bit different, I think, governor.
But times have changed as well.
67% of Americans voted that they'd vote for
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He'd be good. I think he'd be good. Well, you know what, though? It does make me wonder, is this worth us opening up our own hypothetical?
Hypotheticals, time for us to test the team. Let's ask a question and see what they say.
Good.
Okay, in the studio here, who would make the best president?
I wouldn't. I'm dumb as dog poo.
Popular, though.
It doesn't
very
matter.
Popular.
You become very unpopular when you can't get
but
stuff to work.
Do you know what? You've got street smarts.
Yeah,
and you know what? You're a straight shooter.
And I already know his slogan. I'll be kicking goals for Australia. I'll be kicking goals for the economy.
Schnagfest.
Schnags. Your whole campaign, you'd have all the sausage sizzles. Schnagfest,
Let the loosh on the loose.
I mean.
Yeah, maybe not.
I'm going to make Australia great again.
No, I don't.
I'm
going to
wear a blue
hat.
I actually think. I mean,
I'd be awful, man. I don't know how to write. I don't know how to speak. Imagine me in a press conference.
I don't think you need to do this. I really don't.
Fev's too wild for Canberra.
What if Nick and... I mean, no, think about it, Fev. I think
Nick
you'd
be
the great frontman. Yeah. Well, I think Nick and I, we could be behind... We could be your... you know the guys or girls next to you in the suits with the clipboards?
Secret
we'd be
Service.
Good, we'd be good clipboard people.
Yeah.
No, we'd be... You'd have an earpiece.
Josiah could be our driver in his little matchbox car and drive us around town with a little Australian flag going on. Look at these three.
Bulletproof golf.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Here's a bit of fun. Yeah. The Masked Singer is currently airing in the US. Mm. Now, we're not seeing it here in Australia, so we don't know the celebrities that are being revealed.
Mm.
Now, as a bit of a play along, and you can join us in your cars, we're going to try to guess who the most recent celebrity who's been revealed under the big mask is. So, boys, let's hear the audio, and after this, try and guess who this is.
City. Before I leave, I brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicures on my toes, right on all my clothes. Boys rolling up my phone.
Top-dropping,
way my favorite CDs, putting on all the party. Gonna have a little bit tipsy.
It's very,
It's a Billy
Terrible.
Ray.
Well, it's like a politician. It sounds like Joe Biden.
That was Billy,
Billy Ray. I don't know. Well, Leon's going to reveal it in a second because we don't know. It feels a bit it's like an older man. And
out of breath. That's a
very.
Yeah, darts.
It's like a Donald Trump. No, it wouldn't be Trump.
No.
That'd be a great coup.
Yeah. Oh.
Billy Ray. But Billy Ray can
Colin
sing.
Firth at
that
the start.
Guy
can
can't sing. Oh, Billy Ray. Yeah. I mean, don't you think Billy Ray can sing? We don't have to like his music, but the guy can.
I love his music. But I just think they do. Well, they just do a little, don't they, behind the scenes in the studio, just make your voice sound a little bit better?
Could it be like, Steve Colbert? Because I was thinking it was a bit like, you know, the late night show host.
Oh, yeah. It could be him.
Oh, I don't. Are we even, are we prepared?
Hey, Celia, you got a guess? old mattress.
Well, again, I think you're going too big.
Okay.
Like, remember who the mask singer got here? Who do we have? Like Wendell Saylor?
Michael Bevan.
Michael Bevan.
Michael Bevan!
Brett Lee.
we get cricketers. Could it be Andy Roddick? I don't know. Like Andy a tennis Roddick. Player.
Good throwback.
Okay, Leon, we...
Mark Maguire. I'm locking that in. Old home run baseball player. That's what I read.
Okay, well, Babe Josiah, Ruth. You have the reveal. So if you were playing along at home, Bob this Hawk. Is who was revealed under the mask.
That's
sport?
A big
we were in the right
sport?
Area. We
Ten
were close.
Sports.
Wow.
Caitlin, decathlon, right?
Yes.
Yes.
10 events.
Wow.
That wasn't far off.
If I'm in the morning feeling like he did, he grabbed my glasses out the door, gonna see.
Yep, of course.
City.
Oh, yeah. Yep, now I can hear it.
Now, does
yep.
Caitlin still class herself as a gold medalist? Because they said a gold medalist.
Yeah, you still get to claim
no,
gold
because,
medal forever.
No, but it was a different person.
You've gone into tricky territory yeah. for me, just, my friend. No. I am not getting involved.
I just wanted yeah. to ask. No, I don't know.
Go that was your Caitlin. That was my second guess.
1019, The Fox.
I've got a problem because I have a new hobby and it's taking over, and it's not necessarily a great hobby because one, I don't think it's my strong suit. I don't think I'm good at it.
Okay. What are your strong suits?
I can chat. Yeah. I quite like a chat.
Great talker. Great.
Yeah.
I really Pops. Like phone calls.
You're a great
I'm
phone call talker.
I'm not bad at
talker.
Emojis in my text messages. I'm getting better at that.
You're a great talker in the car. Love Thank a car you. Chat.
Yeah. Love a car chat. No, guys, I am a gardener. Gardening. Gardening is my new thing.
Really?
No, Feb, and to the point where yesterday, because it's school holidays, and I had, I wish I'd recorded it. But
you're
she,
a weed puller.
I was on the girls were, Trixie was watching Raya, The Last Dragon, and I said, sweetheart, guess where we're going? And she screamed, not Bunnings!
Oh, no.
I've been to Bunnings 5 days straight.
Wow.
I love it.
Sausages?
I'm addicted to it. We got the sausages on Saturday, yeah, definitely.
What are you buying from Bunnings?
Yeah.
Well, okay. This it started with a couple of pot plants on the veranda.
I
and then
you
I decided,
plants, yeah.
you know what I need? Herbs.
Hydroponics.
No, I want a herb garden.
Why don't you buy one of those little ones? You can build one. You can build a herb veggie garden.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, 6 days in a row now. Yeah. Back to Bunnings today.
No, do they have a kit that I can get from
yeah,
Bunnings?
Yeah, and you build it, and it's got like a big tarp on the top where so the flies and stuff don't get
where
in.
Where am I going to put that?
It's not that big. It's a
really?
Yeah, no. I was watching something on Saturday on TV, and it was build your own
herb garden
with veg. It's a veggie patch thing.
You squeeze a lot in on. You were watching all about Prince Philip. You were watching
Fiona,
the UFC.
It's all about doing your research for this show because you never know what's going to come up. Who would have ever have thought,
mate,
that me watching that show on the Tuesday would come up to help you solve your hobby problem?
We're not Alex, all right? You don't have to tell us why you're watching all this TV. We just believe you.
She watches it with me, bro. She's with me, yeah.
I bought a lemon tree the other day. I'm going to... Because you know what I find? I'm in the kitchen and then I want lemons and I don't have them and I'm always running up to the supermarket and I need
your
basil.
Your breakfast Coronas.
Now I'm just going to grow everything in my garden.
Yeah. Do you have a groundskeeper?
No. No. We have someone that mows the lawns.
Yeah,
I'm a gardener. But this is the thing. I want to do my own gardening. And I realised, so I've been to Bunnings. I went again yesterday. Yeah. And every time I go, I see more and more.
Get some mulch.
I did. I had to get some mulch and I had to get a citrus variety for the lemon tree. Yep. But see, my mum has pointed out I can't garden and I kill plants. So every time I've gone through a gardening phase, she's gone, you're just going to kill them.
Because you got
Is that why you've gone back to Bunnings so many times? Oh, a tree died one day. Oh.
And you had kids, but you've had the dog. The dog was a bit of a hobby. I want to get a dog.
She's still around.
Yeah, you've looked after her.
Thank you.
Which
she's
is great.
She's become a loved family member.
And you just got to apply the same amount of love that you do for your kids and your animals to your garden.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it dies.
That's very true. Well, it's funny you say that because I realised it was escalating to a problem when I went through my Google history last night because these are the most recent things I've Googled. What is the difference between annuals and perennials? Because all the little tags say annuals and perennials. Annuals, they die, guys. They're not the ones you're after. No. I need a perennial.
Yeah.
Best plants you don't have to water often.
Cordyline,
in case you're wondering.
Because they're plastic.
Yeah. We're going to get, Fee's going to have a backyard that just looks like Arizona, yeah. Just cacti and dirt. Thanks. She's nailed it.
Ecosa are giving you that winning feeling with a chance to win a queen bedroom makeover worth $4,000. Head to ecosa.com.au to find out more. Ecosa, sleep but better. 101.9. This is the fire.